We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting halfway down the Amud by the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah that if he says, Pirashdi Mincha Shal Asrayim, which means he specified how many Asrayim, and he said in one Keli how many Asrayim. He says, I'm going to bring a Mincha of such and such Asrayim. Let's say, I'm going to bring a Mincha of 32 Asrayim. But he forgot, so he has no idea how many Asrayim it is. So according to the Tanakhama, you bring a 60 Asrayim Mincha and you're covered. Either way, you're covered. Rebbe says, no. We're not sure how many Isarim was supposed to be in the Mincha. So therefore, we have to bring somewhere between 1 and 60. You bring a 1 Isarim Mincha, a 2 Isarim Mincha, a 3 Isarim Mincha, a 4 Isarim Mincha. How much is the total? We'll see in today's Gemara how much is the total. We'll speak out of Tosis how to figure it out. Exactly how much is the total of the Isarim. Zok the Gemara, Torah Abadim. Pirashdi Mincha, I was a farish, how much a Mincha is, v'kavati b'kli achash al-sreinim, I was kaveyed in one keli of al-sreinim, v'eini yedeh ma pirashdi, and I don't know how much al-sreinim I specified, yovi Mincha shishim al-sreinim. According to the Chachamim, the Chachamim say you bring one Mincha of 60 al-sreinim. Rabbi Eimer, yovi menachos shel al-sreinim, you have to bring a bunch of menachos of Israelim, different amounts. Ma'ech v'atshishim. You bring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shein elef Israelim e'es shloshim, which is 1830 Israelim. Now, how do you figure that out? So Tosfos says a ma'ir dik pshat. How you figure it out? He says like this: you take that number 1 to 60. You keep on adding up 1 and 60. Remember how many Israelim? So the 1 and the 60 is 61. The 2 Israelim and 59 is 61. The 3 and the 58 is 61. The 4 and the 57 is 61. You do that 30 times till you meet in the middle. So it's 30 times 61. What a mahir dik way of figuring it out. 30 times 61 is very easy. 30 times 61 is 30 times 60 is 1800. And then 30 times 1 is 30. So 30 times 61 is 1830. That's how you figure out how much a Asrayim is according to Rabbi. This is what Tosfos speaks out, different Maskel Shehein. Mahir dik pshat, I have so much enough on this. And he actually says, this is also how you can figure out, you know, we bring 70 Purim on Yom Sukkos. And it goes 13, 12, 11. So how do you figure out that 70? So he says the same thing. You do 1 and 13 is 14. You do 2 and 12 is 14. Until you meet in the middle, and that we do this all together 5 times. That's 6 times, that's 60. And then you have the 10. I entice this as a 70, you'll see how it works out. That's Mayer Dikapshat, Lamaisa, how it works out. But this is the way you figure out the 61, is like we just said, that's the Gev Har Gemara, 1830. Okay, so Rebbe says it's a huge difference. According to Rabbanan, how many Asrayim you bring a 60. According to Rebbe, you bring an 1830. So the Gemara, Parashti, Vein Adi, Ma Parashti, Ve'ezim, Ahem Parashti, he says, you know what, I was Vein Adi, Kam Parashti, I specified how many Israelim, but also specify what type of mincha. And I forgot both of them. So now you have a problem. So according to Rabbanon, it's a little easier. Yovi chamesh menachos shel shishim shishim Israelim. You bring 5 different menachos to 5 menachos. Machbas, Machesh, Shoilas, Mafetanor, which is Chalas, and Kikim. You bring 60 Israelim of each. 5 times 60 is 300 Israelim. Shem Shalish Meh is Divri Racham. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Yovi, you have to bring chamesh menachos shel shishim Israelim, Achad Vachishim. Which is how much? They do 5 times 1830. So 5 times 1830, Shehem, it's also very easy to do because you do 5 times 1800, which is 9,000. And then you do 5 times 30, which is 150. So it's 9,150. Shehem Tisha Elef Umei Alofim Umeya Bechamishim. 9,150, that's the Israelim according to Rebbe. So if you speak out, I want a mincha of a certain amount of Israelim, and you speak out that I want it to be at a certain time of mincha, so again, it has to be 5 times the amount that we said. Chamun to be 300, according to the Rebbe, it'll be 9,150. Now we have to get to the Machlaikas. What's the Bi'a Machlaikas Rebbe in the Chacham? Well, we learned the Mishnah, however you said the Pshat. We said a certain Pshat, one of the Pshatim here, but there's a bunch of the Pshatim. I never counted it, but it's around six Pshatim around approximately. Pshat, Machlaikas, Rebbe, and the Rabbanim. Zot the Gemara. B'maikim Mifigli, what's the Bi'a Machlaikas Rebbe and the Chacham? What's the Bi'a Machlaikas? We have a Machlaikas over here. Rebbe, Racham says, just bring a 60. And Rebbe says, we have to bring 1, 2, and 3, 4. Well, what's the Machlaikas of it? Tomorrow, Machista, B'mutu lahachnes chulun la'azara k'mifigi. Machlaikas says, let me bring chulun la'azara. Rebbe Sava also lahachnes chulun la'azara. And therefore, you can't bring in this mincha. Let's say a mincha is supposed to be 32. So then, the other 28 is chulun. I can't bring chulun into the la'azara. So therefore, You can't bring a mincha that way. You have to bring six different combinations. Rabbanan Zarim, what lachas chulin lazara? You're allowed to bring chulin lazara. The problem is we make a kaimitz. Good lachas chulin lazara, but I can't bring a kaimitz on the mizbeach of chulin. And also a kaimitz can be missing. So how do I do a kaimitz? Zog Rashi. That's not shver. When the kaim makes the kaimitz, he has das that whatever the mincha is, the kaimitz should be from that. And it's like it works with a breira. Whatever my kaimitz is, that's from his mincha. Whatever's left, some of it is shirayim and some of it is chulin. And he holds, you're allowed to bring chulin lazar or letzorech to bring this carbon, you're allowed to bring chulin lazar. So that's Machlokes Rebbe Nacham. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two. Rava Amar, and Tais changes it to Rava Amar, because later on Rava has a different pshat. So it can't be Rava has two different pshatim in Machlokes. So we'll read Tais's Gersa for that reason. Rava Amar, the kuliyama oslach is mulim chulin lazar. You can't bring chulin lazar. What's the shayla over here? Are you allowed to mix a chayva and a dava? Which means like this, you're going to bring here 60, according to Rabbanah, and you say like this, whatever is chayva is chayva. Whatever I wasn't supposed to bring should be in a dava. And Rebbe agrees you can do that also. So what's the machlokes? Could I mix a michas a dava together with a chayva? Could I mix in a dava with a chayva? So now we have to figure out how do we do this exactly. You know, how do we work this out? Because we have to make, if it's an adava, remember, if it's a chayv and adava, each one is a kaimitz. And how is this going to work? The Gemara's going to have to work hard to figure this out. Only Abaya l'rava, l'rabbanon da'amri or t'l'rabba, according to the Taisus Girsa. If you hold that and mix the chayva with an adava, so you have here in this 60 isaron, it could be it's kule chayva, by the way. It could be. But there is a good chance that part of it is an adava. So on a tzad it's an adava, habi'ina shnei kamatzim. I need two kamatzim. One's a kaimitz for to matir the chayva, and one's a kaimitz to matir an adava. So my answer is the kaimitz of all the kaimitz, attacker take two kamatzim. Take one kaimitz, a makrev l'shem chayva. Take another kaimitz, a makrev l'shem v'dava. For the Gemara, the same kash like Rashi really asked before, well, kaimitz v'chayva an adava, when adava chayva l'maisa, when you take the kaimitz, it's mixed together, the chayva and adava. Each one. So the Gemara, the toilet of das kain. It's telling you that's kain. Amar kol hecha d'mati yod r'kain hashda chayva. The first kaimitz, whatever it is, that's the chayva part. Ulebesoif, the second one is a dava. So tomorrow, okay. So now we took two kamatzim. It's both sitting in a klisharis. There's a kaimitz for the chayva, kaimitz for the dava. Now I want to be makter. How do I do that? Vekturi hechi makter. Licked in a dava bereisha. If I first makter in a dava, the chayva hechi makter. How am I doing the chayva? Loi dilmach kul chayva v'chasa shirayim. If you first makter in a dava, it turns out you destroy part of this mincha. That's a problem. Why? Because it could be the whole 60 Asarim is really the Chayva. And now Allah is, if something goes missing between the Haktara of the Kemitza to the Haktara, in between the Kemitza and the Haktara, if Shirayim goes missing, it's possible. So here I makte part of the Nadava, I makte the Nadava, which I think maybe is a Nadava, it might be Chuli Chayva and I have a problem. Hechi mikter likter Nadava Breisha, the Chayva, hechi mikter la, dilma kul Chayvi. How do you go ahead now do the chayva afterwards? Maybe the whole thing was a chayva, and now you had a psul. V'chasru le shirayim v'amamar shirayim shechasru. The leftovers that went missing ben kmitza laktara ing makta kaimitzaleya. So you can't do the nedava first. That's pasha. Let's do it all the way. So look the chayva bereisha. So I did the chayva first. Now the chayva was first. Now on the tzad that the whole thing was chayva, everything is gavaldik. That's the way I thought. But the problem is like this. The Nadava, Hechimakle, how can I go be makta the kaimitz? Because if the whole thing was a chayva, am I allowed to be makta shirayim on the mizbeach? No. I'll look at my own base. But Dilma Kula chayvi. But Chol Shahu, Mimenu Leishim, Hareu Baltaktiru. The halach is anything that you put Leishim, which means anything that got a shame shirayim on it, then it's Hareu Baltaktiru. You're not allowed to be makta. It's an Isser. It's a valuable post Mimenu. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yisaktiru mimenu ishul Hashem." We darshan like this: that any time there's mimenu ishim, which means it became a shirayim, became established as a shirayim, and now I'll be makter it. So we have a big problem over here. You can't be makter both kaimtzim. Am Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shem and Pazi. What you do is the masuk luhu l'shem eitzim. You're right. I'm saying there's a big problem over here. There's a shiloh. We're not sure if it's kula chayva or not. If it's kula chayva, you're not allowed to be makdis the second kaimitz. So Tari says, bring it l'shem etzim. When I put it on, I say, I have a mind like this. If it was only a minchas chayva of 20 sarads or other 40s in the dava, this kaimitz should be a regular kaimitz for the dava. But if not, if it's kula chayva, and I'm not allowed to be makdis kaimitz because it's not a kaimitz in the dava, then it should be l'shem etzim. And then the whole iser to makdis shirayim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only about makdis l'shem akhtaro. But a makdis l'shem fuel, that it should be fuel for the fire, I'm allowed to do that. Hukurab Eliyaza, the Tanya Loza Eimer, L'Re Nechayichi Atamala, it says in the Pasuk, L'Saktiru Menu Yishal Hashem, in that Pasuk, it says, L'Reich Nechayach, because the next Pasuk says, that was Pasuk Yidalef, the next Pasuk says, L'Reich Loyal L'Reich Nechayach, L'Re Nechayichi Atamala, Ava Atamala Shemaitzim. So now, the Gemara tries to propose, that maybe it's a third Bir HaMachlekes. Amalei Rav Acher Bredi Rav 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 Ashi, in Cain, you could say it's another beer. So far we tried two. We had two. Chul Lazar is one, and always mixing the dava and the chayva. But Dilma the kuli amam mutlar chayva and dava. Maybe everyone holds allowed to mix the chayva and dava. What's the machlekes? If I can be makdir that kaimitz of the nadava, but the Rabbi Eliezer can be the rabbanon isluhu the Rabbi Eliezer. If I could put it l'shem etzim, but Rabbi less the Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm proposing a new beer machlekes. Then maybe the machlekes says, what do I do with that kaimitz? And Rebbe also says, no eitzel, shave eitzim. So you have a problem. That's why you can't do this. Amalei, Isak daitach le Rebbe, mutla arav chayv medava, vid Rabbi Eliezer, leslei, if Rebbe taka held, you let him mix the chayv medava, and your whole problem is, what do I do? How I mak their extra kaimitz? Because I don't hold Rabbi Eliezer of eitzim, I have a different eitzel.
What's the game? According to
this
theory,
yeah.
What's the game?
Rebbe gain, what do you mean Rebbe gain? Now? Because now you're bringing 60 different menachas, no problems.
We don't know which one is the...
Right, so, you're allowed to bring in a dava. There's no problem of shirayim. No problem in a dava. According to Rebbe, you bring 60 separate menachas. And each one's a tanai. Is it a neder or a dava? Is it a chayva or a dava?
No,
they're all fully very good menachas. You bring in 1830 menachas, they're good, all good menachas. But not sure if it's chayva or a dava. But here, if it's mixed together, it might be kuli chayva. That's the problem. So you have to shame eitzah. Tomorrow says maybe Rebbe doesn't hold that. Tomorrow says no. If that was the case, I have an eitzah. I do have an eitzah. It's another eitzah. Really, it's another teres to the Gemara. Tomorrow says you have to shame eitzah. I really have another eitzah. What's the eitzah? It can't be pshat under Rabbanon. Rabbanon don't say to do this. But in Rebbe, it could have said that if he argues on a Rebbe Eliezer, I had a different eitzah. And you didn't have to bring 60 different ones. Could have brought only one another one. Tomorrow says explain. That Isak Dr. Rabbi Mutlar of Chayv Medava, Rabbi Eliezer Leslay, Evshad Amaisa Shisim Mechad Mana. He could have brought 60 in one mana, like the Rabbanim. And Vechad Mechad Mana. Bring another size of a sarin in another mana. Umagelahu, and you let it touch each other, the two kelim touch each other, and mix on top. Vikomet, and you do kmitza. In this case, you're not mixing a Chayv Medava, and you don't have a problem of Shirayim Shechasu. Why? You could have done is, you have the 60, and you bring the 60, and the 60 will be l'shem, this could be, if he held, he had a mixed chayv and adava, so if he held, we're calling Rebbe, he held, he could be mixed shem chayv and adava, but he's arguing on Rabbi Eliezer. I still have an eitzah, why? The 60 will be brought as either kuli chayva or partly chayva, partly adava. The problem was, after you bring the kaimitz on the 60, how can you bring the second kaimitz? Maybe it was kula chayva, and now I'm bringing shirayim on the mizbeach. So the eitz is take another keli with the yisarin and do like tzir of sal, put it next to each other. And if you take the kaimitz out of that one, and that should be on the whole nedava, it's not chasar, it's not the shirayim. You're not taking from the shirayim for the kaimitz. Your eitz is you're not using the shirayim for the kaimitz. You're using a separate keli, a separate mincha. That's this. Like Rashi says, lo yhavlu shirayim shchasu the mahanu shisim the v'chad mal lo yshakav lo midi.
Huh? How does the matter work?
Because you could take from this kaimitz on that if it's attached. It was attached. You attach it, and on top of the two kelim, you mix the flour together, and now it's one. It's one mincha. So avivait. There's some nedava left in the 60. This become a mincha bigger than Isaron. Avivite, the whole thing is kula chayva. It's a separate standing mincha of Isaron. Either way, the kaimitz of that works on the other one. Now, you can't say this eitz according to the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon didn't say that in the Mishnah. She said 60. It didn't say 61. But a Rebbe, you didn't have to say 1830 because it says 61.
If it says Why is it capped at 60 then?
Who? What? When?
Why is any mincha capped at 60?
It's called two menachas there. It's two menachas. One mincha is capped at 60. One mincha is capped at 60. Actually, it says, what do you have in some of the day at 61? What do you do? It's a mishta. You do 60 and 1. Yeah. So what's the problem?
You're helping for the... That's the
attack was right, partner Dava. Right, partner Dava. Yeah, this helps because it's mixed together.
It's in
here. In here, yeah. It's attached. It becomes one mincha. You can put two kemiks there. It becomes one mincha. It could become one mincha that way.
You know, it's a 61. It becomes one mincha.
It could become one mincha. Yeah, it's not 61. It's definitely not 61. It's definitely not 61. It's at most 60 because it's a part of his chayva. It's definitely not 61. You can't be born in 60 of mincha. It was 59 and 1, but 59 and 1, you only put 1 here. You never have more than 60. That's the kunz over here. So that's the Eitzah. That's why I can't say that Rebbe agrees to mixing Chayv and Adav, because you have his Eitzah. So it must be, argues. So we're only left with really two Bi'ah Machlekes so far. One Bi'ah Machlekes is Chulun La'azara, and the second Bi'ah Machlekes is Ma'arev Chayv and Adav. Zokt Rava, now it's Rava, that's Tais Raya, it cannot be Rava before. Rava Amar, a third Machlekes. That's going to stick. The one before didn't work. So third way. Rav Amar. The Kuliyam Mutlar of Chayv Medava. Everyone agrees you can mix Chayv Medava. But the Kuliyam Isra of Eliezer. Everyone holds Rav Eliezer. So what's the Machlekes? Vahacha, Vaplukta, the Rav Lezbi Yaakov, the Rabbanon Kamifagi. Here is the Machlekes, Rav Lezbi Yaakov and the Rabbanon. And Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Afilu Mincha Shal Samach Isarain, Noisin Lo Isamach Log. Even a Mincha of 60 Isarain, you put 60 lug go in 60 isarin. Rabbeinu Rabbi Yaakov Aimer, I feel a mincha shal shishim isarin in la luga. Shnei mal a mincha v'loik shemen. The machlokes tanoim, how many lug or go in a mincha? According to Rabbeinu Rabbi Yaakov, every mincha is one lug, no matter what size mincha it is. One isarin, two isarin, 8 isarin, or 60 isarin, one lug. Rabbanan say it's always proportionate. Just like every isarin has one lug. The more you go up in the Sarin, you go up in the Lugam also. That's the Machlekes. So it's very Gishmak. Everyone you can mix the Chayv Medava. The problem over here is like this. Rabbanan and Savri, Rabbanan, Darmi, Samach, Lug, Chokavad, Asarin, Lug, Kashakal. So it's good. So even if it's like 30 Chayv and 30 Dava, you have 30 Lug for each. It's not a problem. But Rebbe, Savach, Kalak, Yaakov, Dama, Inle, Lug, only one Lug. But Loyad Dinan, If it's two menachas sitting in the 60 sarin, you need two lugim. If you're less Yaakov, if it's one, you need one. So here, what do? You put only one lug, so now it's getting absorbed by an adava mincha and a chayva mincha. Each getting half a lug. You put in two lug, it might be kula chayva. You're putting too much oil. You can't put too much oil. You can't be riba shamna. So therefore, it cannot stem according to Rabbi Yaakov. And that's why you have to take 60 separate things, because you don't know how many Isar in the Mincha is. So that's the Bi'am Machlekes Rabbi Nebana. Rabbanon hold makes no difference, it's always proportionate, so it's always Isar to Lug. It's not a problem. Whatever it is, you have a perfect amount of proportion. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi, it's only one Lug of Shemen or two Lug of Shemen, and you don't know what to do. You don't know how much to put in. You don't know if it's Chayv or Adava. You don't know what to do. Therefore, it's always going to absorb some of the other one, and it's not going to be good. So that's the third Bi'ah Machlekes. Do we hold the Rabbeinu Lezbi Yaakov or hold the Rabbanu? And here comes the fourth one. So the total, as I said, I didn't count before, there's four total Machlekes and Bi'ah Machlekes and Rabbi and Rabbanu. And one Havamina of Pshat. Rav Ash Yomar, a new Machlekes. V'katon v'hevi gadol k'mifigi. We don't have to come on to tonight. Rav Ash says, no tonight. You don't have to come on to that tonight, according to Rabbanon. You don't have to put an adava in. The question like this, if someone makes a neder to bring a mincha of 18 isarin, and he brings 60, is he yaitzah's mitzvah or not? That's the machlekes. Rav Ash Yomar, but katon vevi galik mefagi. Rabbanon sabri, katon vevi galik yaitzah. If you make a neder for 18 and you bring a 60, you're yaitzah, because 60 is 18, plus. But Rabbi Sava lo yaitzah, not yaitzah. Your neder has to be exactly what it is. If you do more, it's not yaitzah. And that's the Bi'ah Machlekes. Afraid the Gemara, but we already argued about this once. It's a Mishnah actually, coming up. But figu v'chad zimna, the Tanai looked at the Mishnah. Let's say you made up to bring a keves or an eagle for a carbon, and you bring an ox. Are you yoytzi a mitzvah or not? Are you yoytzi a neder, rather? Mitzvah is the wrong word. If you yoytzi a neder or not. So kartav evi gadol, yotzah. Tanakhama says Yotze. Rabbi Yemer lo Yotze, not Yotze. Mam is just Mechleikas. So it comes out, the Mechleikas in the first Mishnah of the Parak that talks about the case of 60 Yisara, and it's really a Mechleikas later on in a different Mishnah. How can it be the same Mechleikas? And it's just different words, same Mechleikas. So we already argued. So Gemara Tricha, we need both Mechleikas in the same Parak. Why? The Yitve Bahaba Ka Ami Rabbanam Shin the Idivide Kremetsu. If you said only the case of Mincha, the Rabbanon say their halacha, that Yotze, you know why? Because what's the Iker carbon? Every carbon, what's the Iker carbon? What you mark down is Be'ach. L'maisa, say if it's a Mincha of 60 Saran, say it's a Mincha of 18 Saran, you bring one Kaimitz. So, I was because I was Yotze by Mitzvah. I brought a Kaimitz, I wasn't even Mois of anything on the thing that's Akhtara. That's why I'm Yotze. The Yotze, Bahaba, Karabanam, Shin, Idivide Kaimitzu. Avahasam the konefishi emurim, the bigger the behemah is, the bigger more emurim it is, and being makta more emurim, emel moedel rabbi. Moedel rabbi, that's bat haisa, that's more than what you made in that. Bat haisa more emurim, just saying that there's more than your neda. Vietra, he if only said the second machlaikis, but he come a rabbi, because there you bring too much emurim. Avaha emel moedel rabbanon, tricha. You need both machlaikisim. And vada, that's the fourth beer on machlaikis, the rabbi and rabbanon. So bottom line is, when you're learning the first Mishnah in Parak, you want to explain the Chalikas Rebbe and Rabbanon, why Rabbanon say if you weren't short, you parashti, you bring one Mincha of 60. According to Rebbe, you have to bring 1830 Yisraelis, you have to bring combinations 1 to 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the Bi'ah Mechleikas? 4 Bi'ah Mechleikas in. Because if you want to make a some kind of Tanai, so the first Mechleikas is Chulun La'azara. That is the part of it's chulin, and mechleikas be bring chulin azara. Second mechleikas is, do you mix the dav or the chayva? The third biyah mechleikas is, how many lug are in the shaman? And the fourth biyah mechleikas is, katam hevi gadol, if that's allowed or not. And if you that, you don't have to make it tonight. You don't make it tonight. Whatever it is, it could be a full karma, one karma mincha, not two, not in the chayva and the dava. But still, mechleikas is, if I bring a bigger one, is it working out? According to the Rabbanon, it works. According to the Rebbe, it does not work.